Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. What's up, friends? This is episode 58 of Heezy Life, titled The Importance of Rest. When was the last time you did nothing? Like, just took a few moments to enjoy the space? Yeah, it's been a while for me too. The other day was the first time in a while that I legit laid in my bed from the time I got off work until the time I went to bed. I honestly can't remember the last time I've done this, but it felt awesome. Rest is so important, and as I reflect back on the self-love series, I think it's important to note that allowing ourselves to rest is a great way to show ourselves love. But it's so easy to forget, to get out of balance, to work too hard or play too hard. And that lack of balance can leave us just exhausted. And what happens when we're exhausted? We're grumpy, right? For me, I eat too much, I complain, I wallow around, and I get all like testy and just like angsty and I'm also much more likely to be lazy and just like watch TV and just snack and be bored instead of doing whatever I actually need to do, which of course then leads to anxiety because I haven't done anything that I need to do and I get all stressed out. I don't know if you're like that or not, but I think this quote by Banksy sums it up pretty well. When you get tired, learn to rest, not quit. The key word there for me is learn. We have to train ourselves to rest, to unplug, and to leave space to just be. I personally feel the most tired when I've suffered a lot of self-criticism, when I've just been judging my progress. It is a symptom of negative self-talk, and it often sounds like, I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, why aren't I doing more? But what I actually mean is, why am I not enough? I think we all at some level share this desire to feel enough, to feel value in our work and in our lives. So we work harder and harder and become a slave to this busy lifestyle. But it really is all a facade. We will never measure up to the world's standards. No matter how hard we work, no matter what we do, we will never be enough. We will always want more. And I don't say this to be a Debbie Downer, but I actually really believe this. When was the last time it was enough? When you were completely and utterly satisfied, it's just like, yes, this is perfect and awesome. I mean, even if you buy something, it's like, it's so great. And then a few days later, you like regret it or you have to take care of it. And it's just like, ugh, I don't want it. Then you're all grumpy about it. Everything we buy has a price. It takes a toll on our happiness and it fuels our desire for more. I am a super A-type personality, and I'm always trying to do the most, be the most, get more, like go, go, go kind of person. And there was this point where I remember saying out loud, oh, well, if I just make X amount of money, like I'll be good. But will I? Once I get there, will I magically feel satisfied? Did I feel satisfied when I got my last two raises? Not really. Working ourselves into the ground for more money is not the answer. It is only putting a band-aid on the real problem. And the real problem is that we lack contentment. But there is hope, I promise. I'm not trying to just like bring us down into this horrible dark hole. I believe so wholly that God has given us the gift of enough. The gift of being fully known and accepted for everything we are and everything we are not. I know that is hard to accept. To accept that we are worthy. But we have to believe that we are enough. You know why? Because God does. The owner of the universe believes that you are enough, and we need to accept that. I love this relatable commentary by Joyce Meyer. It seems that most people in the world today are tired. Part of their fatigue comes from being too busy, but another large part is due to the way that they live, how they think, talk, and act towards people. The Holy Spirit will not energize us to be mean, hateful, selfish, or self-centered. He will give us the strength and energy to do the things God has called us to do and to be kind, loving, diligent, and focused on the process. Preach it, sister. If you are feeling tired or even just weary, maybe you are not only just busy, but busy doing the wrong things. Time is so limited and we need to use it the best that we can. My favorite power statement right now is, God, give me only what you want me to have. Stuff can consume us and drain us. Let's be intentional with what we bring into our lives and what we give out. My last thought on this is to encourage you and myself to just be still. When was the last time you sat in silence? Not thinking or worrying or running around aimlessly, just literally sitting and being. It's actually crazy relaxing, a little scary, but also so, so powerful. I encourage you today to take a moment to just sit and be. We can learn so much in the silence. A lot of times I realize I do have more energy than I think I do, but that I'm just overthinking something or just worrying about something I can't control. Other times I realize I just need a dang nap. Honor what your body is telling you because you know what you need. If you came to listen today to hear me give you permission to take a nap, there it is. Go take your nap. But if you are constantly tired or weary, that is a warning sign. Listen to that and explore it. Life is so, so short. Let's invest ourselves into creating the best, most energetic lives we can. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. I love you. I'm so proud of you. And you got this. Want more inspiration? Check out my Instagram @heezy.life. Have a great day and keep it heezy, my friends.